Next up is Yannick.
That's me.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to talk a bit about sharing your demons with your people. It's not a therapy session. These are our protagonists, Alex and Briggs, for like, well, to relate to something. Both of those are, of course, Nick's hats. Alex has a Nix package. It's rather large, rather important, rather hard to reproduce. Don't run this command. And she wants to copy it. She wants to share it with their friend, with this Briggs guy. And she wants this to be as direct as possible because it's big and she doesn't want to copy it unnecessarily. She wants that to be like secure as like necessary, like she doesn't want to just give it to everyone, and finally she wants it to be somewhat available, a solution that is easy and doesn't require lots of setup. So the first option would be, well, you trust a USB stick, you copy it to a USB stick, you copy it from the USB stick. You have to use Nix commands for it because there's database stuff involved and you can't just copy files, unfortunately. But it's not direct. It's pretty secure, you have a physical thing and you have to carry that stuff around. But upon trying, they find out that their USB stick is actually already occupied with their NixOS recovery image. So that's a point against the availability. Also, a USB stick, you still have to carry it around, and if Briggs is not in the same room, that might take a while. The other option is, well, just push it into the cloud, right? Copy it via HTTPS, SSH, S3 things, well, into the ether, and copy it back from there. However, this is still indirect. It is reasonably secure if you figure out the access management, and depending on the solution you use there as the backend, that may or may not work. As for availability, you either have to self-host or use external services, pay money for this. Well, last Nix native solution is copying, like using SSHNG. We've seen it in a previous talk. You directly connect to a daemon on the other remote site via SSH, and you directly pump it into there. This, for once, is direct. It is reasonably secure again, like if you figure out the access management. For availability, it's annoying. Like the other site needs to have an SSH server running, and I don't know if that's like much of a given. Also, you have to be able to connect to the remote machine, so DNS stuff or AP stuff is involved. Not super nice. But you have access to the full store protocol, and you could even remotely build there, as we have seen. Whether that's like benefit or not, maybe up to you. So what we are looking for is a direct, secure, and available solution, which ideally we could just pump it into a pipe and get it out of a pipe on the other end, which is why I've wrote like a pretty small thing, N2P, which N2P serve up on the right creates a P2P server and connects to the remote daemon. It gives you an address, which you then connect to on the client side, which provides you with a unit socket, to which you then can Nix copy into the unit socket, which does this operation, piping it all the way to the other side. This is direct. It goes peer-to-peer. The asterisk there is for, well, whatever hops it has to take through the internet to get to the other peer. It is reasonably secure. As long as you use like ad hoc pipes and like have them short-lived, so like no one else can use them for other stuff. The data is encrypted during transit, and you can do further filtering on the daemon level, like on either side with like a daemon proxy thing. For availability, well, it's a single command setup. Like you just run it, and it kind of works. Yeah, and then Briggs has their package. And is happy. Try it out, it's on GitHub. Whatever.
Yes.